Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday. Wednesday, January the 19th, somewhere in there. I got the date. The time is 9 a.m. Central Time. What's going on, everybody? Short message for you today. Today we're going to talk about the doctor is in. The doctor being yours truly and my certified staff. Today, my brothers and sisters, I want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. Getting back to the basics of understanding spiritual therapy, spiritual therapeutics, as well as spiritual coaching. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, as you guys know, I've been doing this for about 20 years. And one of the things that I've learned over that time frame is that a lot of people are in need of basic assistance. Not assistance because of major flaws in life. Assistance because of a lack of direction in life. So today, my brothers and sisters, I want to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify at my website, Master Teacher 33. MasterTeacher33.com. Website again is MasterTeacher33.com. Click on the link that says spiritual coaching and or the link that says spiritual therapy. As you know, I have my life management system, and that is a complete system to assist you in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relating or relationships. Sometimes, however, you already have a system in place. Sometimes we are doing pretty good in life, and we get a hiccup or a bump in the road. Many of us, when we experience these hiccups or these bumps in the road, don't have anybody that we can call on or anybody that we can talk to or anybody that we kind of trust that we would like to share our share, so to speak, or we would like to share what's going on in our lives. And so the purpose of today's message is to kind of lay a foundation and to reiterate the foundation of what I do. I spend so much time talking about all of the life management stuff, and I spend a lot of time talking about all of the other things that I do, which is great. I do a lot of those things as well. But however, I need to remind and I need to make sure that people are aware that we all, at different stages of our life, are in need of different types of assistance, if you will, and that assistance comes in the form of conversation. And so at the end of the day, when we talk about spiritual therapy, we're simply talking about conversation. We're simply talking about having a conversation with other people. And so what I've done is I've set up an organization called the Life Management System that focuses on that ideal, and I also have some certified counselors. Those certified counselors are members that are a part of the Life Management System right now. They are being certified, and they will be able to assist you in some of the areas that I am unable to assist you. So I want to make sure that you understand. Please go to the website at MasterTeacher33.com. On the website, you will see two links. One says spiritual therapeutics or spiritual therapy. The other says spiritual counseling. The first 30-minute consultation or a 30-minute consultation is $50. A one-hour consultation is $100. And the consultations, again, are designed to assist you with any issue whatsoever that you have in your life. And if for whatever reasons, if I'm not able to assist you, then I will refer you to one of my certified counselors. For example, I have a good brother Dana. The brother is certified with the Life Management System. Originally, it was underneath the CCMA, which is the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. If you go to the website, you will still see those links available. You'll see Brother Dana and some other brothers there. I'll be updating that with the new members of the Life Management System, as well as the members that are certified and are being certified. Also, if you're interested in becoming certified in one of the four major areas that we are performing or that we do the certification, whether it's in the area of wealth, become a certified wealth creation specialist, or if you're interested in becoming certified as a theocentric or a theocentric nutritionalist, or if you're interested in becoming certified in spiritual power, which has to do with the wisdom aspect of our certification program, or you may be interested in getting certified in relationship as a relationship counselor to assist people, again, in the area of relationships. And so I want to make sure that, again, a short message this morning, but because I do so much and because we're growing so fast, spiritual coaching and spiritual therapeutics, we need to define the difference between the two. Because a lot of people don't really know the difference between coaching and therapy. And so sometimes it's just good to remind, it's good to get that reminder so that way you are aware of the difference between those two, again, modalities. And keep in mind now, everybody at some point in time, even myself, needs coaching, needs motivation, or needs encouragement. It's interesting, especially within the African-American community, there is this, I guess, shame, for lack of a better term, to actually say that we need help. And there is no shame, brothers and sisters. One of the things that I learned early on in life is to connect myself with people that are better than me, and with people who may have a better understanding about certain things than me. So I need to make sure that you understand that the doctor will see you now. I am the doctor, and I have surrounded myself with men and women who are also certified and ready and up to the task to assist you with any area that you will need assisting in. And maybe you know someone that may need assistance in the area of just motivation or counseling, or they need some deeper, more therapeutic or therapy type of assistance. And that's the purpose of the Life Management System. That's what I do for a living. Those consultations, again, are $50 for a 30-minute session or $100 for a one-hour session. You may need more than one session. If so, we can look at doing some kind of a group rate or recommending you to one of my other sources or resources that I have available if it's something that's going to be an ongoing or a long-term basis. But maybe you just have a simple question. Maybe you have a simple question in the area of nutrition. Maybe you have a simple question in the area of wealth development. Maybe you have a question in the area of wisdom and spirituality. Maybe you have a question in the area of relationships. So whatever your question is, I'm available along with all of my certified counselors that's going through the Life Management System and are already certified, and then there's other people that are becoming certified to assist me, again, in the areas that I may be gifted, not gifted in. As I mentioned earlier, for example, good brother Dana, who's, again, one of his certification programs is dealing with marijuana addiction. So if there's someone out there, again, since I don't have that specialty, I'm able to refer you over to Brother Dana, who will be able to assist you. And there's other members of the staff that will be able to assist you as well in the areas that I am not called and qualified in. So brothers and sisters, let's break down and make sure you have a clear understanding of the difference between, because a lot of people don't know that there is a huge difference between coaching, which is more motivational, and therapy, which is more, again, psychological. And I need you to make sure, because my therapy is therapeutic, which is a combination of not only the psychological aspects of therapy, but also the spiritual aspects of therapy, which most people don't have. You get one or the other. It's kind of like science and religion. People told me that you couldn't combine those two. I've heard the same thing in the area of psychology and the area of spirituality. So I am a spiritualologist. As a spiritualologist, I focus on both modalities. I understand the difference between spiritual coaching or mentoring or ministering, and the difference between spiritual therapy, which is more psychological and more therapeutic, more ongoing. It's deeper. It deals with the deeper issues of life. So coaching is more motivational. Coaching is when you got a map. You got a general ideal, but you just lack that little inertia, for lack of a better term, or you just need a little push, or you just need a little encouraging. See, that there's nothing wrong with seeking encouragement. We all need encouragement at different stages in our life. So coaching, spiritual coaching, is metaphysical coaching. As a spiritual metaphysical coach, I've combined the ministry of reconciliation, or combined mentoring and ministering. So that way we can identify the ego or the false you or the straw man or the strong man, and we can overcome that strong man with the word of God, because the word unfolds the letters of the DNA that creates the light, that activates the ATP or the fire or the phosphorus or the phosphate inside of the DNA. Now, if you are very learned and you understand some of the deeper issues of spiritual power, which is the wisdom aspects, then you know that there is a mixture of the uncreated or the creative and the creator. Now, that's goes a lot deeper, but the purpose is to understand that we are in this body. Therefore, there are certain aspects of the body that we use because we have this body. And the body holds or contains the Ruach or the Spirit. The Bible talks about that, and it tells us that our body is the temple. And so we do have to maintain this body, although it may not be, it may just be mass and matter, and it's not part of the celestial or the light or the light lattice or latex. It is a part of how the Father has chosen to express, expose, and expand himself. So as a spiritual life coach, and as somebody who understands spiritual metaphysics, I understand that I focus on helping you understand that term human being, which is synonymous or which is the same as the term natural man, which is the same as the term, again, spiritual monster. So if the natural man is a spiritual monster, then we understand that at the heart of all problems or issues is the flesh. And by understanding that, I'm already at a huge advantage because I understand the cause, not the effect. So I treat cause, not effects. Most coaches out there, most motivational people, they have mantras and they have gimmicks and they have techniques and visualization. And all of these things are very emotional and all of these things work, but they don't deal with the cause that produces the lack of emotion. So my goal, the difference between what I teach and what my staff and my clients, my coworkers, everybody that's certified through the life management system, what we focus on is causality. We're not interested in putting a Band-Aid over the problem. We're interested in totally identifying that negative habit pattern, that core imprint, that DNA level issue that is siphoning. Most people that suffer from any type of energy problem have an entity problem because the entity is attached to you and is sucking the life out of you. So my goal is to help you to clearly understand what the scripture talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14 talks about that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And so there are certain things that the natural man, that you may hear, that old man, that sounds foolish. Because that term, person, individual, and human being, is not inside of the Helios Biblios. Those are Luciferian terms. And so I immediately know, as a spiritual coach and as a life coach and as a metaphysician, I immediately know that anyone that has an issue in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, they have an issue with the flesh. Because the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit wars against the flesh. The spirit wars against the flesh. These two are contrary to one another. So I teach, and I help you understand that you are a citizen of the celestial realm, not the terrestrial realm. You're having a terrestrial experience, but you are a celestial being. So we deal with the problem on a celestial level, and it manifests on a terrestrial level. We deal with the problem on a spiritual level, and then it manifested, the fruit will show up on the fleshly level. That's why I'm a spiritual life coach, not just a life coach. Big difference. Huge. And without understanding that these terms or these titles, these labels are limits that are they're designed to dumb you down and to box you and put you in this flesh so that way you oscillate and vibrate according to the flesh. So, brothers and sisters, the scripture says the interest of thy word unfolds the light. So the word creates chromosomes of the DNA. So by hearing the certain words, it releases certain light. So I have a plethora of prescriptions. See, when you go to a traditional doctor or therapist, they're going to write a prescription for some type of a pharmacia, a drug. And so my prescription that I give is in the form of the word. I have over 50 different books. I've done over 2,500, actually more than that. I've lost count at this point, probably close to 3,000 by now, about 500 videos. And so when we sit down, and again, the first thing is to understand the difference between whether you need spiritual coaching or whether you need spiritual therapy or therapeutics. That's number one. The second thing that's not even an issue for me is whether or not the problem that you are dealing with is a spiritual issue versus a fleshly issue. Everybody I talk to, they come to me with a physical problem, and they're looking for a physical solution. So I know that all physical problems are the result of a spiritual issue. So every problem, and again, the word problem, I use that word very loosely. Every problem that I've experienced in my entire life was the result of a spiritual error. And so there is no problem that I've had. There isn't an issue that comes up that is a surprise, because I already know, because it happens in the spirit realm first. So every physical problem takes place in the spirit realm first. And so every person that's a part of the life management system, I've trained and I've taught them that. And so now they're all becoming certified. And so in the areas, for example, Sister Ellen, if I got somebody who's having some serious nutritional issues, I would do the initial consultation, and at that point, then I would refer them to the person who's certified in that area in theocentric nutrition, which is based upon the books and all the information that I've written. So your prescription, again, and your counseling would continue underneath and with somebody like Sister Ellen. As I mentioned earlier, if you're having an issue with, let's say, marijuana, one of the clients who's currently in the life management system that's being certified is Brother Dana. So I would refer you to him, because I don't have a problem. I've never had that issue. So if you are suffering or you have an issue with marijuana, then I would refer you to someone who has victory with and in that area. Because, again, the enemy knows you can't teach, not with authority and not with dunamis power, nothing that you have not personally experienced. And so I've surrounded myself with I'm building a team, and it is awesome because everybody brings something different to the team. And I think about all of the members of the life management system that bring different. I mean, one brother who I met who's a part of the system, again, from Christmas Island, never heard of Christmas Island. I had to actually look it up and have to Google it. And it's very profound. Another new brother, Brother Alonzo, Brother Cad, Brother Aaron, Brother Andreas, Sister Jamie, Sister Shantae, Sister Kimberly. These are all people that have been certified. They're currently enrolled in the system, and they will be taking some of the workload as well as the Dear Kinnear reports. Because the organization now, I had to deal with the number one issue in my life, which was trust. I just couldn't let go, and now I have to because there's no way, I'm way behind on processing reports, and so that's why I've had to include and bring other people into what I'm doing and trust that they will be able to do the same that I'm doing because I'm, again, training them and bringing them up in the way that they should go, the same way the Father has trained and shared information with me. I'm sharing information with them. And then there are people like my good brother Ruben, who's, he's a 7, and the brother has this ability to, again, he's not even from this country, and it's profound because I think about the people that I talk to on a daily basis that, the majority of my clients, well, not the majority, it's probably about 50-50 right now, are not even in the United States. And so there's different cultures that I have to learn. I don't know nothing about Australia, but I have to learn. I don't know nothing about Colombia, but I have to learn. I don't know nothing about Ontario or Canada, but I have to learn. And eventually the goal is I'll be flying out to these places. I'll be meeting the people that are certified. I go out to Philadelphia or hang out with Brother Dana and learn what it's like, or go down to Florida or wherever. Go to New Jersey, hang out with Brother Roman. All of these are things that we'll be doing in 2018. And so, again, I want to make it crystal clear the difference between the two types of services that I provide. One is motivational. That's spiritual coaching. That's when you just need that little push, when you just need a little clearer understanding of the issue. That talks about what the scripture talks about, the entrance of the word unfolding the light, and that's mentioned in Psalms 119, verse 130. So remember, the chromosomes inside of your DNA are light activated. And so I can give you all of the biology. That's what all of the people that's part of the life management system are being certified in, to understand the biological, they understand the biblical, and understand the scientific, again, are the physics of what I teach. And once you understand that every kingdom has a particular language. In America, that language is English. Same thing in England, but it's a British English. But in Japan, it's Japanese. When I was stationed over in Japan, I had to learn Japanese. Because I lived on the Japanese economy, totally different culture, totally different language. I had to understand Brahma, understand Buddhism, and I had to really get into the Japanese culture because, again, words create worlds, W-H-I-R-L. That is your chakra system. So in order to be a good therapist, and speak with someone that's not from my culture, I have to understand the language and the words. I don't necessarily have to speak it, but that's why I took time to understand Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic and cuneiform. So everything I do is broken down based upon the culture and the language because, again, that helps you to get out of the box of the current belief system. So everyone is in a box. We just go from box to box to box. There's nothing really wrong with being in a box. It's just if you don't know you're in a box. So coaching is motivational, but therapeutics is more spiritual. It is more psychological. So if you go to the website, you will see the difference. Again, just the masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says spiritual coaching. You'll see all the information that breaks down my spiritual coaching practice. Again, cost for a 30-minute consultation is $50. For the one-hour consultation, it's $100. Again, after the initial consultation, if there's a second consultation needed and it's outside of my area of giftedness, I will refer you to one of my 10 trained and licensed counselors who've been trained and licensed by the Eagles University as well as the Christ Conscious Metaphysical Assembly. And it's very important that you understand because everything that they share with you, I stand behind because I've shared my heart with them. And so I don't have anybody in my organization that I don't trust with my own life. And it took me 20 years to get to this point. 20 years. 20 years to get to the point to share my giftedness with other people because I came from an environment where you don't really trust anybody. That's what God had to work on with me, which was trust. See, I've always just told people what they wanted to hear. I was a professional charmer, and I realized that you take that C off the word charm, you have the word harm. And so all I've done in my life is I've harmed people because I didn't have the balls to tell people the truth. And so it's very important. So I want people to learn from my mistakes. It's better to be honest up front and crystal clear with people, because people need truth. They don't need to be lied to. And so I'm trying to not only get to maintain that level of excellence in my own life, but also with my clients and with my coworkers and with the people that work with me, so that way we can share that with the universe. That's spirituality. So as a spiritualist, spiritual therapeutics is totally different from a traditional therapy. And this is important, because spiritual therapeutics deals more, again, with the archon and what I call Damion, where we get the word demon. So spiritual therapy is totally outside of traditional psychology and religion, at least my spiritual therapeutics. So spiritual therapeutics, again, deals with the spiritual force, the frequency, the wave or the vibration behind the person. I never deal with an individual. I never address the flesh, never. I never talk to an individual and give them a prescription that deals with, again, nutrition, deals with hydrogen. Now, again, if you want to lose weight, that's spiritual coaching. If you want anything that is a physical, if you want money, spiritual coaching. Spiritual therapeutics deals with the core imprint of the individual. It has nothing to do with the flesh. It's totally spiritual. It is a lot more intrusive. It's a lot more invasive. As each one of my 10 certified counselors will tell you, most of them struggle. For example, Brother Dana been with me for over 5 years. Same with, like with Brother Rome. Brother Dana, I can bring him on right now and he'll tell you, Brother Dana has left and came back. You know, Brother Rome actually has cursed me out. Brother Dana probably wanted to. Brother never did. But they left. They quit. They said, Brother Will, bump you, dog, and the horse you rode in on. Why? You push buttons. That's therapeutics. Spiritual therapeutics deals with the strong man. I don't know no organization that does that. Everybody got one. I got one still, as I talk to people about it every day. The goal is to understand that there is a complex, ambiguous, contradictory thinking process that you have. It's called, again, your negative habit pattern. And if you really sit down and look at it, especially after a failure, like I go back whenever something happens in my life, and it's never a surprise, but it's really interesting. If you really look at your choices and the decisions that you make, how and why. Not what you did, but why. That's the force. That is that ruling disposition that doesn't come up unless you put a goal. So this is what I do in my spiritual therapeutics. If someone comes to me and they're having a problem in the area of wealth, I make one statement. Let's make a goal right now for you to do something. And you know what the first thing come out of their mouth? This is 100% guaranteed. If you listen to the sound of my voice, you can do this for yourself. If you're making $15 an hour and you believe you're worth $20 an hour, I will tell you to go start a business or go apply for a $20 an hour job. And I guarantee you the first thought that comes to your mind, that is your ruling disposition. It's going to say something like this. Negroes, you know, goodwill, you're not worth no $20 an hour. Or what I tell all of my clients, as Brother Dana and all of my certified counselors can tell you, because I've been working with them, when I told them to do their blog talk show to sign up, now some of them haven't even done it. When I told them to write their book, when I told them to be certified in my program, they got to do the same thing that I've done. So let me make sure you understand. Because if I tell you, first of all, you tell me that you want to make $1,000 a week. Now you gave me your goal. Now this is just an example of how spiritual therapeutics work, how you can do it at home. And everybody needs assistance getting past the strong man, because he ain't going to just let you change your life. Because you've been a liar and a cheater all your life. You think you're just going to be able to stop one day lying and cheating? The strong man pops up whenever you make a goal to step outside your box. So if you're making $15 an hour and you want to make $20 an hour, your brain is going to tell you all of the reasons that you're not worth $20 an hour. That excuse, those excuses, that's the strong. That's what I do. I assist people with identifying the spiritual force, the frequency, the wave, the vibration, the core imprint that is buried down inside of their DNA, inside of their cell membrane, that limits them from expressing, exposing, and expanding their God-given giftedness. That core imprint was imprinted through oppression, depression, recession, and possession. That is the only way that that core imprint is down inside of your DNA. That spiritual therapy or spiritual therapeutics. Because you're living your life, Brother Ward, I use my examples. I use my own life, for example. So if I'm married, and I am, and I'm talking to other females, which in the past I did, that's contradictory. See, you need spiritual therapy whenever your life is contradictory. If you tell me you are wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship, but then I look at your life and you are not. Now, I'm not talking about the transitional period. I'm talking about you've been doing it for 10, 15, 20 years. That is the indication that there is, again, a cognitive dissonance or cognitive disconnect. That means that you're holding two opposing belief systems inside of one brain. That dog don't hunt. That's what I do. But I have to do it for myself first. So I remember when I was going through all this stuff, and I remember writing the book Life After Infidelity, and I was talking with my wife, and we was working on it. I remember doing a show with Brother Zach and his wife, and back in the day, and I remember struggling and going through all the issues that I've been going through all my life, and I had to get to a point where I destroyed that demon, that disposition that was destroying my marriage. Now, I could easily say, you know, like most people that I talk to, it's always the other person's fault. If you talk to the woman, it's the man's fault. You talk to the man, it's the woman's fault. You see, there is a word in the Greek, it's called diomizomai. Diomizomai. Diomizomai means under the power of a demon. Now, people don't like that word, especially if you're not from a traditional perspective, but therapy comes from the Greek word therapeuto. So the Greek word therapeuto means to serve, to heal, to cure. Therapeuto, where I get the word therapeutics. And so this ability, again, is to reverse the process of oppression, depression, recession, and possession. And this is a step-by-step process. Again, must be very carefully proceeded, because there's a difference between paranoia and metanoia. And 2 Corinthians 2:11 talks about for us to be careful lest Satan should take advantage of us, if we are ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians 2:11. I was paraphrasing, but again, you can look it up for yourself. So, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, just go over to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link for spiritual coaching if you need some motivational something there. You got a system in place, man, and you just need a little assistance with getting over the hump. Click on the link for spiritual therapy or spiritual therapeutics if you don't have a system. All you know is your current operating system doesn't work. What does that mean? It means if you go to work every day and you got more bills than money, that dog don't hunt. So now you can stay there and you can continue, or you could engage. You could give me a call. Give me an email email me. First of all, go to the website. There's a link that says contact us. Just click on that link on the website at masterteacher33.com to contact me about spiritual coaching or spiritual therapy. Or you can email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com to contact me about spiritual coaching or spiritual therapy. Because if there is an issue in your life, and that issue has been in your life for more than 6 months, a year, in my case, 10 years, that needs spiritual therapeutics. That means you have a cognitive dissonance. That means that you have a belief system that needs to be changed. This gets into claironomics or behavior modification, which is what spiritual therapeutics is based upon, as well as the life management system. So, brothers and sisters, I do appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining me again on today's show. Remember, if you need an issue, I'm sorry, if you have an issue in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships, again, please go to the website at masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says Contact Us, and that link will send you over to my email address, and I will return your email. Or you can just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address, again, is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you have any issues in your life in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Blessings, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And make who up instead of part one. Continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.